Hi there, Carmass here, coach, strategist, and author of the guidebook series and my most recent book, The Successful Mind. But today's podcast will be closing out the three-part mini-series where I look specifically at one of my books in the guidebook series, The Guidebook to Authentic Success. So I'll talk a little bit more about that, but for now I just want to welcome you to the Life Masterclass podcast, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. And as I say beautiful Bali, I'm looking out over my patio and it's looking pretty grey out there. We've had a bit of rain, but fortunately the rain didn't come until after I finished my bicycle ride through the rice fields, which was absolutely gorgeous. So yes, it is still beautiful Bali, even though there's some grey clouds about. Now, as always, I'm very excited to share some practical tips, tools and strategies to help you raise your level of happiness, health, vitality and success in life. And as I like to mention, if you haven't already checked out the guided meditations, I encourage you to do that because that's about working from the inside out and that's a beautiful thing. So today's program, we're going to be looking at the book, The Guidebook to Authentic Success, in particular the eight pillars. And in the first part, I looked at the first two pillars. Second part, I looked at the next three pillars. And for this podcast, I'm looking at the final three pillars. Now, with writing The Guidebook to Authentic Success, I wrote it over the course of a year. And what I was looking at was I was looking in my own life and thinking, how can I raise my own success? And as I started going into that process and started writing, at some point I introduced the idea of writing about authentic success. Success that we actually feel in our bones, like deeply within us. I've worked with numerous clients over time and I'll probably talk some examples as I go through the rest of this podcast and look specifically at the pillars I'm going to talk about today. But the key thing I want to say is, if we just look at success and we remove that authentic word, we might be hyperfixated on finances. We might be hyperfixated on professional achievement and maybe our job description. And the ego gets caught up into this process. Now, if you're listening to me, you know I want things for you to go much deeper than that. I want you to have this holistic experience. I want you to have this life experience which is fulfilling and meaningful and causes you to be the fullest expression of yourself and goes from a centered piece around ego and a fixation on things related to ego. And it's about evolution. And evolution is where you step more into this love space and step into something bigger than egocentric. So that's what authentic success led me to explore. So let's just dive straight in. Before we do, actually, let me just review the pillars I talked about in parts one and two. So part one, I talked about daily joy, then high-quality relationships. In part two, I talked about feeling connected, growing, evolving, and meaningful life goals. And today, I will be talking about the final three: financial flow, being aligned with authentic self, and optimum health and vitality. Now, each of these I could go quite deep on, so I'll just touch these, and then I encourage you, if you're interested in this, to grab a copy of my book and go deeper on it and actually ease your way through it. So actually do a bit of an audit on yourself to see, of the eight pillars, what needs the most work, and then dive into the book and see what things I share that you can actually integrate and start making some changes along the way, because that's what I'm here for, is to help you level up, particularly in those areas that might need a little bit more attention. And my idea is that if we want to feel successful in our bones, we need to focus on this broad spectrum of things. If we focus, you know, purely on the financial side of things, other things might drop off around us. If we've got great finances but our relationships suck, are we successful? You know, do we feel it in our bones? If we've got the financial success and maybe the professional success and the CEO job description, but we absolutely don't experience any daily joy, are we really successful? So this is about, and I'm all about strategy, this is about being strategic about where you put your focus, attention and intention in order to have the greatest and most fulfilling and meaningful life experience. So let's look at pillar six, and pillar six is called financial flow. Now, I've been coaching for over a decade now with lots of different people from all walks of life, and amongst those, a few millionaires and ridiculous multimillionaires. And what I've come to realize is it isn't necessarily the amount of money we have in the bank account that causes us to feel this thing which we might call financial security or whatever other terminology you might use around this idea of, oh, once I get to this level of finances, then I'll actually feel this sense of security, this sense I've made it and relaxed about my finances. But here's the thing, what I've actually found, having worked with someone who had hundreds of millions of dollars, they actually still were in a money scarcity state of mind. They would still feel tension around money, nervousness around money. And I couldn't imagine spending the amount of money they had over the course of the year. Just so there was no shortage of it there, yet they would feel that. So what I've come to realize is it's not so much how much money we have in our bank account, like this physical number or these dots on a screen. It's actually, do we feel like we have the capacity to generate more finances and more financial flow when we need it? That's a lot more powerful. If I have the psychological mindset that I believe whenever I need more money, I can generate more, that gives me a huge sense of peace and calm and security around this money thing. So it's not necessarily how much money you have in the bank. It's your relationship to your ability to generate more if you need it. So that's where I dive in, and that's why I call it financial flow, this idea of flowing in. And I've worked with people that have completely different, you know, money in their bank. You know, one person might have 50 times more than the other person in the bank, but the person with 50 times less actually feels more comfortable about their finances because they know they can generate more if they need it. They know they need to focus on a couple of things if they want to generate more money. They need to be of more service and add more value, and they need to be more creative. And they realize when they address those two things, they can generate money whenever they need it. And as a result, they don't have any stress around their finances. They're so much more relaxed than someone who might have 50 more times. So that's the focus. It's this flow. And generating finances comes down to providing value and being as creative as possible. And again, I go to more details in the book. The next one is pillar seven, being aligned with authentic self. So I've worked with a number of people who have external apparent success, but they have a feeling deep within, this imposter syndrome, which causes them to actually not feel comfortable about whatever success they're having in their life. And I worked with a particular client, and I talk about it in a little bit more detail in the book. And essentially, the situation for them was they felt they had to be someone other than themselves to actually succeed in work. So they've, you know, created this projection. And whenever we project outside of ourselves, whenever we're not in alignment with all parts of ourselves, we're going to feel discomfort, we're going to feel unhappy, we're likely to feel stressed. So part of success in life is actually doing the thing that is aligned with the authentic part of yourself. If you need to put an act on to be someone other than who you are, you're unlikely to feel this deep sense in your bones of success. So again, looking at your life and seeing whether you're aligned with the things that you're doing and making sure you can be authentically yourself. And if you find in your professional context you can't be yourself, then it might be time to look for something else. If you're in a relationship and you can't be your authentic self, you need to have some tough conversations with your partner to bring things back into alignment so that you can show up as yourself and feel comfortable and at ease being yourself without feeling judgment. So So definitely something to look at. So hard for us to feel successful in our bones if we don't feel like we're in alignment with our authentic self. Now, the eighth pillar, and this is one I could go way, way deep on, is optimum health and vitality. And obviously, the second book in the guidebook series is the guidebook to optimum health, where I go deeper and I look at six essential areas to address when it comes to our health. So again, it's very difficult. If someone's got poor health, they might have lots of money, but poor health, which causes discomfort and maybe even pain, how can you feel successful about life? Extremely hard to do. So we need to address our health and our vitality and work on that if we want to feel successful. So again, it's about doing certain things in certain ways. I'm all about the biggest things for me when it comes to working on my health and maintaining a high level of vitality and this high vibrational frequency is I need to make sure I move on a consistent basis. So I exercise 6 days a week, and those can be some long periods of exercise, and those can be like 10 or 15 minutes, but I move my body consistently. I meditate. There's so much evidence now, scientific evidence, supporting the benefits at so many levels, physical, mental, psychological, emotional, when it comes to meditation. Doing meditation upregulates certain genes in our body that lead us towards wellness and health. So again, there's so many supportive things there. And the third piece for me that I'm, you know, extremely particular about is the nutrients I put into my body. So I'm very selective about that. So if I was to do a blanket statement on the nutritional side of things, it would be removing processed food from your diet or reducing it to a low, 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 low percentage. So eating more whole foods, like that is the key thing. Eating things closer to their natural source and taking them into your body. We've gone way off track in this health thing because of, you know, this fast food industry and this processed food industry. They're so behemoth. The best way we can eat is, you know, I walk down the road and, you know, buy something from the farmer down the road and cook that up. Like that's going to be far greater for my health, far greater for the nutrients it puts into my body, and far greater for the planet as well if it comes from a small farm where they practice some sort of regenerative farming. Like that's going to make all the difference. So those would be the key things when it comes to health and vitality. Making sure you're moving on a regular basis, making sure you're doing some sort of mindfulness practice, meditation, because again, we live in a highly distracted life and lifestyle, lots of things beeping and buzzing and drawing our attention, like our brains get overactive use. So we need to take those moments where we really slow down and go inwards and remove ourselves from activity and get really still and allow the body. Because when we go, allow the body to rejuvenate and regenerate. Because when we go into meditation, our actual resting heart rate slows down, our blood pressure slows down. So there's less activity for the brain and the body. So the brain and the body can then start coordinating some of the regenerative and rejuvenative work at a cellular level. And that's why that's so beneficial. So movement, meditation, and then putting great nutrients in your body. And that can be done by just removing so much of the processed food, removing sugary drinks and all those drinks, switching back to water. That's definitely the principle or primary direction you want to take things when it comes to those fluids you're putting in your body as well. So there you go, closing out our three-part series on authentic success. Again, if you want to go deeper on that, grab a copy of the guidebook to authentic success. You can grab a hold of that on Kindle or Amazon, the paperback version there. So the eight pillars again to authentic success, and this idea that we need to focus on this as a holistic picture if we want to experience a more deep, fulfilling, meaningful sense of success and a sense of joy and happiness in our life. So, pillar one, daily joy. Second, high quality relationships. Third, feeling connected. Fourth, growing, evolving. Fifth, meaningful life goals. Sixth, financial flow. Seventh, being aligned with authentic self. Eighth, optimum health and vitality. So if you haven't listened to part one and two, I encourage you to check those out to get a little bit more of a heads up on those first five pillars to authentic success. So there you go. Thanks so much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure for me to be able to serve you in any way possible. As always, if you want to take the experience deeper, check out the Guidebook to Authentic Success or any of the other books that I've written over time. You can reach out to me personally if you want to work with me. And there's some online courses that I've got going. Processing Your Limiting Beliefs is one that I think is hugely impactful for processing some of the beliefs that might be causing you to drag your feet, causing you to step back from the light instead of stepping into the light. So you might want to check those out. And I'm also considering turning the live life masterclasses, which I do in different places, but because of current circumstances, live events have dried up pretty much. I'll probably over the course of 2020 create a life masterclass online program. So keep an eye or an ear out for that. And if the borders of Bali open up again or Indonesia opens up again, I'd love for you to make a trip out to Bali and make sure you get in touch and connect up with me if you get to Bali. So thank you again for joining me for this Life Masterclass podcast. And wherever you are on this amazing, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours, have an absolutely fantastic day and take care.